Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about planting wisely, the things that we plant with our life, the seeds that we sow as we go about living life, the things that are planted in our own life, the things that our life plants into others. And we're going to look today specifically at planting righteousness. The overall lead-in to this, Proverbs 11:18 says, "The wicked man earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward." The things that we plant make a difference. The things that are planted in our life that we allow to grow makes a difference. Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 says, "To sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up the unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you." It's an incredible verse that talks about sowing, about planting righteousness, to about breaking up the hardened ground of our hearts, of our life. But it also makes it clear that this righteousness is not a righteousness of our own. We're planting seeds of righteousness. We're sowing in order to produce righteousness, but it's preparing our heart, our life, to receive God's righteousness. The Bible makes it clear that none of us have a righteousness of our own. That Paul would write and says that all of his efforts, all of his righteousness is but filthy rags compared to the righteousness that he has in Christ. So many times we hear that word right within righteousness, and we think if I'm just living right, if I'm doing everything right, I can be righteous. And I suspect technically that's correct, but we can't. There is none righteous all the time. The Bible says that. The Bible's true. So we're never right all the time, as much as we want to think we are, as much as we might want others to think that we are. We're not. And so we continue to plant seeds of righteousness. How do we do that? We do that by spending time with God, the one who is righteous, the one who can declare us righteous. The Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. God took that belief, that a belief that resulted in action. It was more than just the mere acknowledgement that, yeah, God's out there and he said something. It was doing what God said to do in faith, without seeing how it was going to work out, or even if it was going to work out. And so when we plant those seeds of righteousness, when we believe in a way that changes how we behave, we plant seeds in our own life. When we interact with others in ways that share the goodness of God, that shares our faith story, we plant seeds in their life. We're not producing righteousness. We're simply planting the seed, and God produces the righteousness in us through His Spirit, through the washing of our flesh, of our mind, of our heart. And so we plant today, as we go about life, we have opportunity to sow seeds of righteousness, to soften, to plow the hardened ground of our life, to even soften or plow the hardened ground in the lives of others by showing mercy, by acting justly, by walking humbly. The things that God's Word says we ought to be doing. When we become defensive, when we become hardened ourselves, when we become condemning of others, we're not likely going to be plowing up that hardened ground. Instead, we're kind of stomping on it, we're packing it down, we're hardening it even further. And those attributes are true whether it's our own life or whether it's the lives of those around us. God's desire is that we would sow, we would plant, we would be involved in seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, so that all those things that we need would be added. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us what we need for godliness, for obtaining a righteousness that is not of our own, but is of You. So, Father, we claim that promise that as we seek You first, Your kingdom, Your righteousness, that You will add those things that we need. Oh, not in a way that explodes our bank account necessarily or completes everything that we ever wanted, but in a way that transforms our desires to match what You want. So God, today, help us to plant those seeds of righteousness, to sow the righteousness of Christ into the lives of those that we encounter, those that we meet, those that we interact with. That mercy and justice and humility would prevail in the way that we do life. And Father, for our own hardened heart, that we would spend that time with You in Your Word and prayer and stillness before You, having our heart softened so that it's receptive, so that as You come and shower righteousness upon us, that we receive it, that it doesn't just bounce off or run off, that we're not that hardened path in the parable of the sower, that seed of righteousness just lays there until something comes along and steals it away, but that we've softened our heart and our life. And Father, as we live with that shower of righteousness upon us that comes through Christ, may it change the way that we deal with people, the way that we love, the way that we serve, the way that we speak, the way that we listen. So God, today, help us to plant seeds of righteousness, knowing that You are the one that will produce a great harvest. And in planting those seeds, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.